You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT, and we've sorted out the audio problem. Good morning to you, Mr. Frederick, once again. How are you?
Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
So I want to find out from you in the first instance, what made you decide to become a writer? And even more so, the writer of poetry, which I would think is a little harder than just writing, you know, straight stories. Tell us your journey.
I don't really have a story per se. I've been writing since I was a little child. And recently, since the COVID, actually, my writing, because of the time that we had in lockdown, my writing became a little more frequent. And my wife keep telling me, well, you're only writing. Why don't write a book? So I said, okay. And I haven't really thought about writing a book. So end up writing my first book in 2020 that was called Caffeinated Whispers. Mm-hmm. And thereafter, I've had published 4 books since that time. My latest book is called The Divergent Languages of Absolution. It's a poetry book about forgiveness.
Now, why would you use the name Caffeinated Whispers? Is it that it was coffee-driven? Or you did it during those little times of coffee breaks?
I don't have an affinity for coffee, but I wanted the idea behind it when I was writing the book was to stimulate the reader's mind. Mm-hmm. And similarly, how caffeine stimulates somebody to feel a particular way. I wanted when that person, anybody reads my poetry, it will stimulate their mind and right. influence them and inspire them.
And yeah, and coffee does that, I guess, for some people. But going back to your next book, the name of it, The Divergent Languages of Absolution, why would you write a book of poetry on the subject of forgiveness?
We all fall short at times. In 2022 and years prior to that, I had some difficult years where I required letting go of certain past hurts. And I did not want to go into 2023 with those hurts being brought forward into a new year. So I wrote this book in the last 7 days of in December 2023. It was a sort of cleansing for me. I did not start the book or the journey to actually write a book. I was just trying to cleanse myself of, you know, these emotions. Mm-hmm. And then I said, all right, it's actually starting to form into something where it could be helpful to somebody else who might be going through something similar. So hence, a book came out of it.
So what would be, from that experience, your process of forgiveness?
My process of forgiveness is still ongoing. It's something that is not done immediately or done overnight. It is a process because we go from different varying emotions, from anger, hurt, self-acceptance, freedom. And it's still a process for me, hence the book. That's why I wrote it, because everybody goes through and process their journey differently. Mm-hmm. This was just my attempt of just doing that to process my journey of forgiveness.
Would you be willing to give us a very short idea as to the experience that made you have to forgive someone and to go through this process to begin with?
Well, we all fall short at times because no one is perfect. And men usually don't talk about their struggles and what ails them. So it was my attempt as a sort of self-therapy, mm-hmm. as it were, to try to air out my grievances and air out what has been troubling me. And I put them in poetry form and prose form. And it has helped me thus far, but I said it's still a process. Going through that process of forgiveness.
So I guess when you think that you get over that particular trigger, if it comes up again, depending on your reaction, then you could tell, you know, what stage of the process you're at.
Of course, yes. Mm. It happens. Those emotional triggers.
Yeah. And how long was the process to put together these poems and to put together the book?
Well, the idea for the book came within 7 days. I was able to finish the book within a month's time.
Okay. That's from putting the pieces together, choosing them, getting it published and all of that?
No, well, the publishing process took a little longer because I was to develop a cover for the book. Mm-hmm. And then to put the pieces together in a particular order and a particular form. Because anybody who is reading this project right now, they will realize that it doesn't follow a set process. Because when I was going through some research, forgiveness has a set process from one stage to the next.
Mm-hmm.
But for certain people, it has been a myriad of emotions. You jump from one emotion, from hurt to anger, sometimes back to anger again, or back to hurt again, and back to freedom. So it's a kind of myriad of emotions, a kind of roller coaster. One day okay,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day, you feel a particular way. So it's always a process. You know? I tell myself sometimes you never truly heal, but you learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time where time heals all wounds. And it comes a time where you eventually move on and you're free from all those chains that bind you to unforgiveness.
Now, your book launch is set for today, actually, the 12th of
yes,
April.
It is, yeah.
So this would be the book that you're launching, the name of it, The Divergent Languages of Absolution. Where would be the launch and what time, etc.?
Certainly, this launch has been, the venue is at Nalis, the Pamela Benson AV Room. It starts at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And goes on to what time? 5 to...
Well, if everything goes according to plan, you know, I try to do things according to plan, it
uh-huh.
might go until about 8 o'clock for the latest. But ideally, if we should start on time, we should finish by at least 7:30.
Okay. Would you be willing to read a small excerpt from the book, if you can, for us here on Freedom 106.5 FM?
Certainly, I was waiting for you to ask me that.
One of your favorites.
Let me try to find a short one. All right. The name of this piece is called From the Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Forget what the optimists say. Pain makes you evolve. One cannot be put under pressure and expect to remain the same. Only a fool fails to acknowledge that not only does the fire burn, but it also molds and reforms, and sometimes it also destroys. And that's why most of us are cautious about love.
Well done. I like that one. Well,
thank you.
Good luck to you tonight. Well, of course, would you be doing readings and so on at Nalis tonight from the book?
Yes, of course, of course. I have divided the book launch into four sections where I'm speaking about different themes and the different processes and emotions that we will feel when we're on that route to forgiveness. I'm also having, Ozzy Merrick will be there. I'm having Chris Aljohn, Jackie Hamilton, Dennis Joseph. So it's going to be a full cast of, so you're not only going to get poetry, you're going to get some spoken word, you're going to get some singing, you're going to get some steel pan performances by EJ Entertainment. So it's going to be a very interesting show.
Well, I was now about to ask if there were any additional treats within the book launch, but you just gave it out, so... I'm glad that you did.
Yes, yes.
Would there be a place for people to come and purchase the book, or is Nalis going to be partnering with you to do this? Would it be available with them?
Ideally, this particular book launch, I will have my present book, Divergent Languages of Absolution. That will be on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, I'll also have my four other previous published books that will be made available to the public as well.
And just to give you an insight, TNT, on the names of those books, it'll be Caffeinated Whispers, Butterfly on a Purple Moon, If Love Was a Word, and 70% Guilty Decadence. Interesting names.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
And all of these are poetry books as well.
Of course, yes, they are.
All right, Mr. Frederick, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us about your book launch. Good luck this evening and all the best.
Thank you.
All right, and whenever you have other material, you can also speak with us here at Freedom 106.5 FM to, you know, get into the process and the meanings of your poetry.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on your platform. I appreciate the time spent.
Thank you so much.